Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. All arrangements in place for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories to be covered in this phase. Campaigning intensifies for 7th and final phase. Senior leaders of various political parties leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. At least 100 people killed in a landslide in remote part of Papua New Guinea. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh during the next 5 days. In archery, Indian compound mixed team enters final of the World Cup Stage 2 at Ucheon in South Korea. And Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Rajasthan Royals in the second qualifier match of the IPL cricket in Chennai this evening. All arrangements are in place for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 in Haryana, 8 each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in the sixth phase include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar, Sambit Patra, Basuri Swaraj and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipendra Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar, as well as Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting. State chief electoral officers, district election officers and state machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. In the national capital, Delhi, a total of 162 candidates are in the fray. Our correspondent has the details.
A total of 1 crore 52 lakh people are eligible to exercise their franchise in Delhi, out of which around 82 lakh are male and 70 lakh are female voters. The voting will take place across 13,637 polling stations spread across the 7 Lok Sabha constituencies of the city. A total of 70 pink polling stations have also been set up, which will be entirely managed by women polling staff. For the first time, each parliamentary constituency will have a polling station fully operated by persons with disabilities. Over 1 lakh security personnel have been deployed to ensure the smooth conduct of the entire election process. The poll body has made arrangements at the polling stations to protect voters from adverse weather conditions. With the objective of encouraging voting, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Delhi, has partnered with the bike taxi aggregators to offer free rides to and from home for elderly people after voting. It has also partnered with food aggregators that will provide special coupons upon showing voting ink. In addition to this, the New Delhi Municipal Council has collaborated with around 100 restaurants that will provide discounts ranging from 5% to 50% to those who vote. Meanwhile, the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has announced that metro train services will start at 4 a.m. on all routes on Saturday to assist voters on polling day. Similarly, the Delhi Transport Corporation has also announced that it will run additional bus services on 35 routes across Delhi from 4 a.m. with Anand Kumar, Durgesh Padoria for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, polling parties along with electronic voting machines and other election-related materials have been sent under tight security. More from a correspondent.
Interstate and inter-district borders have been sealed and security personnel are checking at every barrier. Special vigil is in the districts of Tarai Belt, which share in borders with Nepal. Shashastra Seema Bal is conducting checking in bordering districts. The political workers who are not voters of the constituency have already been instructed to leave the area immediately. Liquor shops have been closed till polling is over tomorrow. The 14 seats of 6th phase are spread over Purvanchal and Tarai region, which includes Sultanpur, Pratapgarh, Phulpur, Allahabad, Ambedkar Nagar, Shravasti, Dumaria Ganj, Basti, Sant Kabir Nagar, Lal Ganj, Azamgarh, Jaunpur, Machli Shahar and Bhadohi constituencies. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and the final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters by holding multiple rallies and roadshows. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Nahan under the Shimla parliamentary constituency in Himachal Pradesh today. He said over the past 10 years, the centre has extensively developed the border and hilly states of the country, laying a network of roads in these areas. He said after coming to power, the NDA government provided 10% reservation to the poor people of the general category. He asserted that due to this, today, people are getting more opportunities at different places. He said on one side, there is Modi's guarantee, and on the other, there is Congress's model of destruction.
60 सालों तक कांग्रेस ने सोचा ही नहीं कि सामान्य वर्ग में भी गरीब होते हैं उनकी परवाह ही नहीं थी उनको भी आरक्षण की जरूरत है कांग्रेस ने हमारे इन समाज को कभी सोचा नहीं मोदी ने आकर के जिस समाज ये आरक्षण के दायरे से बाहर था उनको बड़ा सुखी संपन्न माना जाता उच्च माना जाता था मैंने उनके गरीब बच्चों के लिए 10% आरक्षण किया और इस देश में कोई झगड़ा नहीं हुआ और किसी का लूट करके नहीं किया और आज इसके कारण हमारे समाज के लोगों को अलग अलग स्थान पर अवसर मिल रहा है
Prime Minister Modi will also hold two election rallies at Gurdaspur and Jalandhar in Punjab this afternoon. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot will address a rally at Sri Anandpur Sahib constituency in the state. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will hold a rally in Nawashahar town. BJP President JP Nadda will hold public meetings in Kushinagar, Balia and Sonbhadra districts of Uttar Pradesh, while Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar, Devariya and Gorakhpur. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Ara parliamentary constituency in Bihar this afternoon. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and Left parties are also holding rallies in support of the candidates. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on the Bhatinda parliamentary constituency in Punjab, which is going to polls on the 1st of June. Bhatinda seat falls in the Malwa belt, is known for white gold, another name for cotton production. Here, 18 candidates, including 8 independents, are in the election fray. We have a report.
Bordering with Haryana and Rajasthan, the Bhatinda Lok Sabha constituency consists of a total of 9 urban and rural assembly segments. The sitting MP, Harsimrat Kaur Badal, is the Shiromani Akali Dal candidate. She is trying to woo the voters for her fourth consecutive victory. Even though this is a traditionally a Badal family's stronghold constituency, but the Akali Dal's partner BJP also contributed to her victory in the past, and now this time the situation is different and she is facing a tough challenge from BJP's Parampal Kaur Sidhu, who started her journey from bureaucrat to politician. Even though Harsimrat Kaur Badal has been winning from here, her vote bank has also been continuously falling. Agriculture Minister in the Aam Aadmi Party government, Gurbir Singh Khudia, is giving edge to his campaign by counting the achievements of 2 years. Jeet Mohinder Singh Sidhu from Congress Party, Nikka Singh from Bahujan Samaj Party and Lakhveer Singh Lakha Sidhana from Shiromani Akali Dal Amritsar are also campaigning day and night. Shishu Sharma Shantar, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on the Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said India is changing very fast, and in the next 10 years it will be a $10 trillion economy. Mr. Doval was addressing the function organized on the 21st investiture ceremony of the Border Security Force BSF and Rustamji Memorial Lecture at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Mr. Doval commended the contribution of BSF in securing the country's borders, and it is the world's largest border guarding force. Director General BSF Nitin Agarwal said BSF has always been at the forefront of ensuring the security and safety of the country's borders. At least 100 people have been reportedly killed after a massive landslide hit remote parts of Papua New Guinea today. Media reports said the landslide struck the Kaukalam village in Enga province of the island nation. The death toll is likely to rise as landslide is believed to have flattened dozens of homes and buried families alive. A film made by a student of the Films and Television Institute of India, FTII Pune, has won the last CINEF award at the 77th Cannes Film Festival. The film Sunflowers Were the First Ones to Know has been directed by FTII student Chidanand Naik. It is based on a popular Kannada folklore about an elderly woman stealing a rooster after which the sun does not rise. The film was produced as part of FTII's year-end coordinated exercise of TV Wing. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heatwave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 5 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Jenamani said, people in these regions will not get any respite from the intense heat as there are no signs of cyclonic circulation over these regions. He said that the temperature will continue to hover between 44 degrees Celsius to 48 degrees Celsius. In view of this, the agency has also issued red and orange alert for these areas.
Heatwave ka jo warning hai, abhi koi rain ka sambhavana nahi hai. Jo Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana aur mainly hamara jo chi ilaka hai aur uske sath sath hamara jo Gujarat hai. To ye jagah mein kya hai na, barish ka sambhavana nahi hai. Ha, jahan Delhi ka baat hai ya jahan Paschim Uttar Pradesh, Purva Uttar Pradesh, Purva Madhya Pradesh aur Maharashtra ka area hai jaise Vidarbh aur Marathwada, yahan heatwave nahi hai, kam hai, tapman thoda hai. लेकिन 42-43 ये तापमान में है, तो दिल्ली में अच्छा है वेदर, लेकिन हरियाणा का कुछ हिस्सा जैसे दक्षिण पार्ट है वहाँ तापमान रहेगा.
Meanwhile, rains continue to lash several parts of Kerala since last evening, leaving many low-lying areas inundated. The IMD has issued red alert in the districts of Ernakulam and Thrissur. It has issued orange alert in 8 districts, including the hilly districts of Wayanad, Idukki and Pathanamthitta. On to sports now. In archery, the Indian compound mixed team comprising Jyoti Surekha Venam and Priyansh have entered the final of the World Cup Stage 2 at Ucheon in South Korea. The team defeated the host country's team of Han Seong-yeon and Yang Jae-won in a tight semi-final. With this, India has confirmed its second medal in the tournament after the compound women's team of Jyoti, Parneet Kaur and Aditi Swami entered the final on Wednesday. Jyoti and Priyansh will now face USA's Olivia Dean and Soya Sullivan in a clash of the top two world-ranked nations in the gold medal match tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals in the second qualifier match in Chennai this evening. In the head-to-head 19 battles, Sunrisers Hyderabad have a slight advantage with 10 wins, with Rajasthan having won 9. The summit clash of IPL 2024 will take place on Sunday. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles semifinals of the Malaysia Masters in Kuala Lumpur this morning. Sindhu defeated top seed Han Yu of China in the quarterfinals. She will take on world number 20 Busanan Ongbam Rungfan of Thailand in the last 4 clash tomorrow. However, Ashmita Chalia lost to Chinese Zhang Yiman in the other women's singles quarterfinal. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All arrangements in place for 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories to be covered in this phase. Campaigning intensifies for 7th and final phase. Senior leaders of various political parties leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. At least 100 people killed in a landslide at remote parts of Papua New Guinea. IMD forecast severe heat wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh to the next 5 days. In archery, Indian compound mixed team enters final of the World Cup Stage 2 at Ucheon in South Korea. And Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Rajasthan Royals in the second qualifier match of the IPL cricket in Chennai this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.